Spain's Supreme Court has ruled against releasing the former Catalan vice president while he is being investigated for rebellion and sedition over his role in Catalonia's independence bid. Top court's judges say Oriol Junqueras might commit more crimes if released, noting that there are no signs he intends to change his behavior. The Catalan official played a key role in the northern Spanish region's secession drive, which led to a declaration of independence on October 1st. Madrid took over Catalonia's institutions of power following the declaration and ordered a parliamentary vote in the region. Pro-independence parties won a slim majority in the elections, but some of the newly elected MPs are in self-imposed exile or under criminal investigation. Joining us live now from New York is Mr. Ian Williams, who is with Foreign Policy in Focus. Ian, thanks for joining us. This certainly makes for quite a confusing situation in Catalonia, doesn't it? You have people who were elected, who are under criminal investigation, some in jail, some in exile. It pretty much means this independence drive bid is not over, really, is it?
Well, if anything, I suspect it's going to reinforce it, because it's reminding Catalans that the government in Madrid is authoritarian and is not really caring about the views of the localities like Catalonia. And remember, these people have not actually been tried and found guilty of any offences. Secondly, the offences with which they're charged would not be offences in most other countries. They were trying to arrange a democratic referendum, and they're pushing for views held by, it would appear, a majority of their compatriots. And on the same basis, the British government should be locking up the Scottish National Party. Or, you know, in France, they should be locking up Corsican Nationalist Party people. This court is a hangover of the Franco era, and it's significant, perhaps, that I believe it was only last year that they blocked a move to move Franco's, the dictator Franco's remains from the grandiose monument to fascism, which he built with slave labor from Republican prisoners of war. This court blocked that without giving any explanations, which shows which way it is inclined. And it's incredibly, not just an anti-democratic, but an extremely stupid move, since it actually reinforces Catalan nationalism and shows exactly why people in Catalonia and other parts can't trust their fates to the future of a Madrid dominated by Francoist hangovers.
And so what do you think Rajoy makes of all of this? Because I imagine that he's feeling vulnerable even now, even though on the face of it he's quote-unquote won.
Well, I mean, he has to look over his shoulder and pander to all of these phalangist hangovers from the previous regime. You know, he's been trying to pretend to be a nice conservative, but I think the stunning thing here is the silence of the European Union. This flies in the face of both the spirit and the letter of many European Union provisions on democracy. Nobody should be imprisoned for stating their point of view. Nobody should be imprisoned for trying to find the point of view of others. If the Catalans had taken to the hills with arms, if they'd blown up railway stations, if they'd even blown up statues of Franco, you could say these are criminal activities, no matter how justifiable. But the fact that the European Union is accepting the Spanish conservative estimation that this is part of the rule of law, you know, it reminds us of great things. Segregation in the south and southern states of America was part of the rule of law. Apartheid was the rule of law. If this is the rule of law, then it deserves to be overthrown in Spain. It is not any democratic law as the Europeans know, or as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights know. It's a blot on Spain's democratic record.
Very well, Ian, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.